This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hey babe, welcome back to the channel. Today we're going to be talking about the law of assumption. I'm actually gonna put on my sunglasses because it's very sunny and it's bothering my eyes. So if you're watching this on YouTube, don't mind me. So let's talk about the law of assumption. The law of assumption simply states that whatever your desire is, whatever it is that you're trying to create in your life, what you're trying to manifest, assume that you already have it and it will come to you. The biggest mistake you can make when using the law of assumption is by practicing a million different manifesting techniques and journaling techniques and feeling so attached to the outcome that you're constantly thinking about how much you want it, how much you want it, how much you don't have it, how much you don't have it. The key to the law of assumption is to literally say, okay, I want this thing. I already have this thing. This thing is already coming to me. I'm just going to act like I already have it, feel like I already have it, think my thoughts and have my beliefs as if I already had this thing. When you take that approach, you no longer have to do complicated manifesting techniques because it's already been manifested. You've already activated the desire. You set that intention, claimed it, you've called it in, it's already coming to you. So at this point, you don't need to manifest it anymore. All you need to do is focus on doing the things that keep you feeling good and feeling that feeling of anticipation. So you don't want to be feeling anxiety about, oh, is it going to happen? Did I manifest it right? Did I do it right? You want to turn that anxiety into anticipation. So you assume that you manifested it, it's manifested, it's coming to you now. So now you have that feeling of anticipation. Instead of feeling anxiety and stress and sadness and depression, you're feeling anticipation, excitement, peace. Maybe now you don't have to think about it and you can focus on doing other things or creating other things for yourself. You don't have to focus on manifesting this thing anymore. So how can you apply this into your everyday goals? I'm going to give you a few different scenarios that you can use to sort of apply it to your own personal desires. Of course, if you have a specific situation that you want help with, feel free to let me know in the comments or DM me, email me, whatever. So the first example is, let's say that you're trying to manifest a relationship, a romantic relationship, your dream partner. You can go about manifesting it however you want. You know, a lot of people like to do a love list where they will write down the traits and qualities that they want their partner to have. You can do something like this, any type of exercise where you visually can see and imagine the exact type of person that you want. From there, once you've kind of conjured up, created this image of what you want to manifest, the relationship that you want, then you assume that it's already coming to you. You say, okay, I've created it in my mind. I have the image of what I want. I created it exactly how I wanted it. Send. I place my order online, right? You customize your order and then you place the order and it's on its way to you. So you don't have to think about it anymore. You can kind of just relax. Where you want to focus your energy at this point is making yourself the best possible partner that you can make yourself. So by investing in yourself, investing in your health, in your fitness, in leveling up your appearance, you know, leveling up your mental health. Maybe you need to work through some personal issues. Maybe you're a little bit toxic, right? Maybe you're a little bit passive aggressive. Maybe you need to work on strengthening your communication and your voice. So these are things that you can now focus your energy on since your partner is on its way to you, since that dream person that you want, that you've conjured up, is already coming to you. Now you need to focus your energy on preparing yourself, preparing your environment, preparing your home, preparing whatever it is that you need to prepare so that when that thing comes, when that person meets you, when you see that person, you're ready to go. You're ready to say, okay, cool, this is the exact person I manifested. I'm ready for it. Great, it's done. The second example is, let's say you're trying to get a better job or get some kind of promotion at your current job. First, you need to evaluate what it is that you're bringing to the table. Is it a matter of you needing to provide more value in your job, or is it a matter of your employer needing to value you more? So, are you getting paid what you're worth? Do you feel like the effort that you're putting in is worth getting a promotion? Because if you don't feel like you deserve it, then you can manifest it all you want, but it probably won't come to you. You need to feel like you deserve it. So position yourself in a way where you genuinely feel like you deserve a raise, you deserve a promotion, you deserve a better job. Then from there, imagine the exact role that you want. Imagine, visualize, journal, script, what, however you want to do this, conjure up, create that reality where you have your dream job, feel into it, do whatever you need to do, and place your order. Okay, you assume that you already have it coming to you. So assume that within the next week, within the next month, your boss is going to come to you and give you a promotion, or someone is going to come to you and do something, or so many customers are going to give positive reviews about you that your boss is going to want to give you a raise, right? Like whatever logical thing you could think that would bring you that, like start assuming that it's already on its way to you. And then you start to act in this way. So now that you know, hey, this promotion is coming to me, let me start dressing better to work, let me start showing up like the next level, like more paid, highly paid version of myself. Let me start acting in the way that I would act if I already had this job. And from there, it's just a matter of waiting and keeping an eye out for that opportunity. So maybe it will manifest in a way that you didn't expect. So even though you visualize and you create these scenarios and manifestations in your mind, they can manifest exactly how you imagine them, but chances are they're going to manifest in a way that works uniquely to you. So it might not be exactly what you're imagining. It may be a different way, but it's going to be the best way for you. So be receptive to receive a promotion from any source. Maybe this is like a side thing that you have going on. Maybe it's a whole new job somewhere else. Maybe it's an idea to start your own business. Okay, because even though we ask for one thing, there may be a better way to get that thing. Okay. So for the third scenario, let's imagine that you're trying to manifest your dream body. Maybe you want to look a certain type of way. Maybe you want to have certain physical abilities, certain flexibility, stamina, whatever your physical body image goals are. You probably know what I'm going to say, but you're going to create the ideal image of how you want to look. You're going to create it in your mind. You're going to imagine exactly how you would look in the mirror, exactly how you would feel, exactly how you would act, exactly how you would dress, right? You're going to create that mental image of exactly how it would be if it manifested in exactly the way that you wanted. You can write this down. It really helps to get it all on paper too, because sometimes when we just think about stuff, it's a lot of information, but when we have it on paper, we can clearly see and like go step by step in imagining it. It's not the writing it down that is manifesting. You are the one manifesting. You are the one creating this scenario, and the energy is in how you feel about it. So don't do any type of manifesting exercise that is just like, oh, just write this down 100 times. Like, writing it down 100 times is only going to help you memorize it so you believe it more. But it's not the act of writing it down 100 times that is manifesting. It's how it makes you feel and how it changes how you feel and how you believe and how you think and all those stuff. So once you've already assumed, okay, you have your dream body, then you're going to take a step back because you've already placed the order, right? Now, logically speaking, we have to abide by the rules of physical reality and science. So you're not going to be able to transform overnight, especially if it's a really drastic change, like losing, you know, 10, 20, 30 pounds or building, you know, 20 pounds of lean muscle. Those results take time. Even the person that already is there, for them to build that much muscle will still take time. So think about it like, okay, you've placed your order, it's coming to you in logical, reasonable time, and now it's just a matter of you acting like it. So if you already had your dream body, you would act differently, right? So when you think about people that get like liposuction or any type of surgery like that, typically, if you get liposuction, they're gonna tell you, okay, well, now that you're skinnier, you're gonna have to change your eating habits, right? You can't eat the same way as before because then you'll gain the weight back and it's not healthy to do that. So you get the liposuction, you have your dream body overnight, and guess what? Most people gain the weight back. They gain at least a portion of the weight back because they're not used to being and acting as their skinniest version or as their healthiest version. So even though you've already manifested your healthiest version of yourself, you have to give yourself that time to build the habits so you can maintain that idea. So while you're building those habits, you'll actually start to see your body transforming, but you have to assume that it's already coming your way. And then you have to like focus your attention on doing what you can do. So this doesn't mean, you know, treating yourself poorly and restricting everything that you're eating. This just means consciously trying, consciously putting in effort into the goals that you want every day. So, because you assume it's already coming to you, but if you already had it, you would have to maintain it. So imagine you're at that point where, okay, I already have it, now I have to maintain it. You're just maintaining the goal that you want. And through that, it'll come to you. So hopefully that helped you kind of imagine how you can use the law of assumption to manifest whatever it is that you're trying to manifest. Feel free to go check out the rest of my videos. I have so much content on personal growth and manifestation. I actually just launched an ebook. It's called Internet Money. It basically documents my journey and integrates like journal prompts, step-by-step process on how you can create and launch an online business from scratch. So creating like the social media presence and all the back-end work that you need to do, that's all listed in the ebook that I have in my description. It's basically the basis for the Divinely Compensated course. So if you're already a part of the full Divinely Compensated course, then you already have access to the ebook. But if you don't want to get the full course, you just want like a quick guide, then the ebook is a great alternative for you. All right. Hopefully I helped you with something. Let me know in the comments what your favorite tip was, little tidbit of information, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.